As the weather warms in California, state agriculture officials are beginning an attack on the glassy-winged sharpshooter. That's an exotic pest that has caused $100 million in damage to grape crops in southern and central California. Soon, agricultural officials in the Central Valley's Kern County will begin a massive spraying project to eliminate the bug before spring breeding season begins. Here are two reports, the first from Tamara Keith in Kern County.
This is where the first infestation and the heaviest infestation occurs in Kern County, right up on the eastern foothills, Tehachapi Mountains.
Kern County Agriculture Commissioner Ted Davis is at war with the glassy-winged sharpshooter, and the primary battleground is this 13,000-acre plot near General Beale Road in the southeastern part of the county. It's actually ground zero in a statewide effort to develop a coordinated plan for controlling the pest.
This is a yellow sticky trap, sits on a pole about 5.5 feet high. In this trap, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 glassy wings, which isn't too bad for this time of the year. At one point last year, we had 400 glassy wings in one trap that size.
The glassy-winged sharpshooter is a half-inch-long brown bug which originated in the southeastern United States and first showed up in Southern California's grape vineyards. 10 years later, the sharpshooter has now infested crops as far north as Kern County in the center of the state. On their own, these bugs are little more than an inconvenience. But the problem is, glassy-winged sharpshooters are carriers of Pierce's disease, a bacterial infection that destroys grapevines. Grower Tom Avenalis farms grapes and citrus in Kern County. Last year, his plants were some of the most heavily infested in the area.
Early in the spring, they found a few, and we'd look and we'd hunt real hard, and we might find a glassy wing somewhere. But I don't think anybody was prepared for how these populations exploded.
After years of research, scientists are getting a better idea of the sharpshooter's life cycle and breeding patterns. Officials now know that in Kern County, adult sharpshooters overwinter in citrus groves because most other plants, including the preferred grapevines, go dormant in the cold weather. That new bit of knowledge has led to a change in strategy. On this day, a worker uses an air blast sprayer pulled behind a tractor to spray a pesticide called Evergreen on rows of orange trees. In the next couple of weeks, this will be a common sight. The county's plan is to coordinate the spraying so that the whole area is treated. It's a voluntary program, but all farmers in the area have signed on. The idea is to leave the glassy-winged sharpshooters with nowhere to go. Again, Ag Commissioner Ted Davis.
As the weather gets warmer, they get much more active. They'll begin laying the eggs. And then when those eggs hatch, obviously, then we start the cycle and continue it. So what we'd be hoping that we can at least reduce the adult populations that are out here now so that we get them before the actual egg laying begins.
There's no expectation that the county will be able to knock out the bug entirely, but the goal is to try and stop the sharpshooter from taking hold farther north in Fresno County's raisin industry and the wine country of Napa and Sonoma counties. This year, more than $20 million will be spent in the state to fight the pest, but that's nothing compared to the amount of devastation the bug could cause if it's not controlled. Jay Van Rijn is with the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
There's a reason that you have never bought a bottle of wine from Louisiana. The reason you're not going to see wine bottles coming up from the southeastern United States is that they have this devastating duo of glassy-winged sharpshooter and Pierce's disease. They simply cannot grow grapes down there.
And with grapes pumping more than $2 billion into California's economy every year, the state can't afford to lose its battle against the glassy-winged sharpshooter. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Kern County.